We are Quixie 98.3, your home for praise and shine. We often hear of couples who are expecting a child, and the question comes up, what to name the baby? Well, that's the title of our devotional this time. What to name the baby? That's one conversation Mary did not have to have with Joseph as they awaited the birth of the baby she was carrying. Unlike most people awaiting a birth, they had no question about what they would call this child. The angels who visited Mary and then Joseph told them both that the baby's name would be Jesus. In Scripture, that's Matthew chapter 1, verses 20 and 21, and in Luke chapter 1, verses 30 and 31. The angel that appeared to Joseph explained that this name indicated that the baby would save his people from their sins. Scripture says in Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, he would also be called Emmanuel, which means God is with us. Because he would be God in human form, deity wrapped in swaddling clothes. The prophet Isaiah revealed additional titles of Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, because he would be all those things. It's always exciting to name a new baby, but no other baby had such a powerful, exciting, world-changing name as the one who was Jesus, who is called the Messiah. In Scripture, that's Matthew chapter 1, verse 16. And what a thrill for us to be able to call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. There is no other name that saves. So let's praise Jesus and contemplate everything he means to us. How does reflecting on the name of Jesus encourage you? Which of his titles means the most to you? And why? Let's thank our Heavenly Father for sending us one who is our Savior, our Counselor, our Prince of Peace, and our Messiah. We celebrate his birth because we know that his life and death and resurrection purchased eternal life for you, for me, for everyone. Thank you for listening to Praise and Shine on Quixie 98.3. This is Scott wishing you a great day. Stay safe, be well, and God bless.